Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Fáilte leis, the battle to succeed Michael D. Higgins is intensifying with a candidate the outgoing president knows well, now officially in the race. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is at our Edinburgh studio and is with me now. What happened there earlier, Barry?
Yeah, well, the independent Galway West TD Catherine Connolly formally launched her bid for the orders here earlier on. Cormac, the 67-year-old Gael Gore from Shantala, came to the gates of Leinster House here, flanked by TDs from the Social Democrats, People For Profit, the 100% Redress Party in Donegal, and Independents, to confirm she's received the 20 necessary nominations from TDs and senators to have her name on the presidential ballot paper this autumn, at a time when she believes Ireland is at a critical juncture. And the former Labour Party close colleague of Michael D. Higgins revealed how her decision was not an easy one.
First of all, I want to say that it's taken me quite a long time to come to this decision. It wasn't something I did overnight. Indeed, it was a torturous decision for many reasons, my own personality included and my own background, and it's taken many months. And I finally reached that decision last week, and I'm confirming it today. It came organically, that decision, from the ground up. The messages of support in many forms, particularly people taking pen to paper, as well as many, many phone calls and emails to the office in Galway and Dublin. And I finally couldn't ignore them anymore. I finally had to look at them with the advice of my colleagues around me. And I began to see what people were asking. And they're asking for me to stand to represent what they feel on the ground. It's a privilege to have the 20 nominations that are necessary to stand in the election. An absolute privilege. And I respect every single one of those nominations. And I will do my best to live up to the challenge and the faith that they have put in me.
Well, that's earlier at the Edictus. What do we know about Catherine Connolly, Barry?
Well, she's a barrister and clinical psychologist and was a Galway City Councillor for 17 years before first being elected to the Dáil here in 2016, and she's been comfortably re-elected twice since. She served as Lascian Corla in the last Dáil, and she's been an outspoken critic of successive governments, vocal on the housing crisis, Irish neutrality, climate change, and the left-wing TD from a family of 14. She previously missed out on a Dáil seat in 2007 and also in 2011 by just 17 votes to Fine Gael's Sean Kine. Her sister is also a former Galway City Councillor, whilst another sister last year married former Labour Party TD and one of Ireland's longest serving councillors, Sligo's Declan Bree, first elected in 1975. Now, Catherine Connolly, she had a stint as Lord Mayor of Galway around 2005, but her transport expenses attracted controversy around then, including to the All-Ireland Hurling Final that year. However, today Deputy Connolly intimated the President's salary was too high and she'd have plans to use it for the common good if she were to be elected. Now, she resigned from the Labour Party in 2006 after being turned down to be a running mate in Galway West to, of course, the current President, Michael D. Higgins. She subsequently claimed the Labour Party had lost its soul. However, today she insisted Michael D. Higgins had been a good President. However, she rejected assertions she was, quote, a continuity Higgins candidate. Now, the Labour Party, it is yet to make up its mind on whether it will officially back Catherine Connolly in this electoral contest, perhaps with some bad blood still over that aforementioned criticism and that 2006 schism in Galway West. The Labour Party will make up its mind by the end of the month.
And we await that decision from Labour with interest. What hard questions then might follow Catherine Connolly during the campaign?
Well, earlier she was asked here whether she regretted backing Gemma O'Doherty's bid to run in the presidential election of 2018. Miss O'Doherty, now the editor of a conspiracy theory newspaper.
I don't actually, because I made that nomination at a time where, like many of you journalists, you set yourselves up as journalists who investigate, and that was her role at the time, and she'd done some good work as an investigative journalist. I didn't know her personally, but I knew her role, and I gave her a nomination when the time came. That didn't mean I was supporting her. My judgment call was right at the time. Do I regret what's happened in relation to her? Absolutely. I mean, what can one say about that? Do I support her in any way? Not at all. Did I make the nomination at the time? As I've said, a considered opinion given her background at that time.
And Catherine Connolly was also asked about a trip to Syria with fellow TDs Mick Wallace, Claire Daly and Maureen O'Sullivan when dictator Bashar al-Assad was in power.
I funded that trip and I went there with four, there were four TDs actually, and Maureen O'Sullivan, who I've recently talked to, says it's noteworthy that her name is always left out of this to suit a particular narrative. So I went on that trip with one of four TDs and a number of community activists on the ground. We went there for a purpose of fact-finding. I met no member of government. Indeed, our whole thing was a Palestinian activist. I thought I might get, we flew into Beirut and onto Damascus, and we thought we'd get to the refugee camp outside Beirut. We didn't succeed, but we went to it outside Damascus. We were shown around by Palestinians. We stayed with them all of the time. On no occasion had I anything to do with the government, nor did I ever utter one word of support for Assad. But it's interesting that it keeps coming up in a certain manner, in a certain way, leaving out exactly who was there.
So, Barry, Murray McGuinness of Fine Gael is in the race, we heard yesterday. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin might also enter the race. We don't know yet. What challenges might Catherine Connolly face up against the big three political parties, do you think?
And Catherine Connolly said here earlier how she would like to see and can foresee a united Ireland, a 32-county republic. Might that perhaps be a ploy to open herself towards Sinn Féin, who have yet to decide what they will do here? But issues around funding, those are big here for Catherine Connolly, now running a nationwide campaign. And I asked her how she intended to fund her campaign.
I was in the unique position for the last two elections where I funded the campaign myself. I didn't take a single contribution for the last two elections. I was earning a salary and I funded the campaign. I took all the help I could get for canvassing and for other aspects, but I didn't take a penny. It's going to be a big shift for me to move up and look at a national campaign with a serious amount of money. We have a campaign team in place. If I had thought about the cost and the what's been estimated, $250,000 or $500,000, I think you'd be overwhelmed and you wouldn't stand. So I think when my previous two elections on a national basis was to show people what's possible. You do not need to be rich. You do not need to have wealth to stand, nor should you need it. Having said that, I will need money and we will be opening and asking for contributions because obviously we need a campaign. The stronger message is we can do this. This is about having a voice, having a vision and reflecting the people on the ground.
What other names, Barry, have been linked today with the tilt at the Oras?
Well, here this week in Leinster House, a lot of political intrigue still around Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald. Of course, in March, she ruled herself out of running for the Phoenix Park. However, that position has since changed. Might she ultimately be the candidate for that party? Another name that was mentioned over the weekend was our former Drive Time colleague, Olivia O'Leary. Might she be a candidate for the Labour Party? It was speculated. However, it's believed she has ruled herself out privately or has not at least been approached. Another name that I mentioned a few weeks ago, Moira Gagan-Quinn of Fianna Fáil, the former Galway West TD also, and a former European Commissioner. Her name has surfaced again. It has been proffered by some Fianna Fáil ministers, although it's believed privately she has intimated that perhaps she might not be in this contest. Two names to surface also in the Fianna Fáil mix in the Irish Mail earlier, the former soccer players Niall Quinn and Paddy Bonner, of course, the man who saved the penalty from Tomofte back in 1990. Might they be potentially in this? Both declined to respond to requests for comment of confirmation or denial a little earlier on. So lots of question marks still over Fianna Fáil's approach to this contest, although it was said to me that some of the names mentioned so far perhaps won't feature when their final candidate, if there is one, is to be unveiled in September. But one political apparatchik did message me to say, we'll keep you going for the sunny summer. So could be a long, hot political one, before we know the final field for the 2025 race to the Oras.
We'll hold that political apparatchik to it, that's for sure. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much.